morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome back to the second hour of Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am a landscape designer, garden author, horticulturist. I love plants. I love gardening, and I love to help people with their gardening questions. And I'd love for you to give us a call this hour, 1-888-455-2967. If you'd like to text 23680. I'm going to be at the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club Garden Fair today, 1 p.m. The fair is going on today and tomorrow from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. today and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. tomorrow on Sunday. It's at the Protegrity Plaza, 260 Wakiva Springs Road in Longwood. And lots of speakers. I will be doing a talk at 1 p.m. on container gardening. And I'd love for you to come out and say hello. And we just get to know each other and put faces to the names that we hear. So I think we hear John Denver.
Inch by inch, row by row, gonna make this garden grow. All it takes is a rake and a hoe and a piece of fertile ground. Inch by inch, row by row, someone bless these seeds I sow. Someone warm them from below till the rain comes tumbling down.
And now it's time for the dirty word of the day on Better Lawns and Gardens with Teresa Watkins.
The dirty word of the day is my own dirty phrase, and I saw it a lot this week, and I just want to help everyone with their plants and their shrubs. And so many beautiful azaleas are blooming right now. Laura petalums are in full bloom right now, and yet we can't see the flowers. It's especially noticeable this time of the year during spring when we do notice these beautiful floral hedges. They're, 4 to 5 feet tall, 6 feet tall. But there's some that are just pruned too often. Bare bottom syndrome is when shrubs and hedges are pruned incorrectly. Bare bottom syndrome. Think the suntan lotion, little doggy pulling the diaper down of the little baby on the beach. That's bare bottom syndrome. All right. Shrubs and hedges that are pruned often and completely straight do not get adequate light at the bottom of the plant. When these plants don't get enough light, they drop their leaves and they don't produce more leaves, and the shrub or hedge becomes a V shape instead of the normal rectangular shape that you want your shrubs to be in. Pruning plants that grow too large for an area means wrong plant in the wrong place. They have to be cut, and you don't want to do that. Laura petalums and azaleas are a more natural form. They're not growing to be straight. So if you have it in a little sidewalk area foundation plant that you need to keep at, 2 feet wide or 3 feet wide, you're never going to get the beautiful blooms on it. In fact, most landscape maintenance companies think that this is their whole job, is to prune shrubs in straight lines, and that it must be done each time they come, sometimes twice a month. Depending on the species, shrubs used as hedges should only be cut 3 to 4 times a year. To prevent bare bottom syndrome, shrubs should be pruned at a slight angle so that the bottom of the shrub is larger than the top. It must receive more sunlight so it can grow normally. When cut correctly with a larger bottom than top, it still looks straight. It takes a little bit more time, a little bit more care, and preciseness. But when you come through and just cut everything straight, and I see this a lot with people who are very linear thinking, that they get straight lines, architectural industries, professions, and engineering professions like to see their shrubs cut completely straight. We'll just leave a slight angle at the bottom of the shrub so everything can get the proper amount of sunlight. So the dirty word of the day is bare bottom syndrome, which I think you'll probably see in Daytona Beach during bike week sometime.
I don't know about straight lines when it comes to that.
1-888-455-2967, or you can text me 23680. This is March 1st. We've got spring coming in a few weeks, March 20th. And the newsletter, In Your Backyard, is going out this weekend. If you'd like to go to my page, my website, she-consulting.com. That's SHE-consulting.com. Or just Google me, Teresa Watkins and She, or Teresa Watkins and Gardening, and it will come up. And you just go right on the very front page. It says sign up for the newsletter. Just put your email in there, and then I can send it to you. There's no spam. It's free of charge. Just comes once a month.
Yes.
And so, Lizzie, what we were talking about plants that you bought. So tell us what plants you bought.
Okay, I bought, this is crazy. I just go nuts. I bought sweet basil, and I bought thyme. Oregano.
So lots of herbs.
Yes, I'm trying to run through.
Are
all
you going to be
head.
Planting sunflowers this year?
Yes. I finally this year I'll be able to. What I did though is inadvertently, I dumped my black oil sunflower seeds out that I give to the turkeys in one of my raised beds. I was just goofing around, and then the little sprouts coming up, and they loved it. And that was a treat to get them to go back into their turkey run area after I let them run our property. And then I just let them grow, and then I sprinkled a few more. So I have different. So it's really weird. Like they're yellow sunflowers, but they're like small yellow sunflowers is what the black oil seeds end up turning into. So yeah, so I have a whole raised bed full of them for the turkeys. But yeah, so but I'm gonna get my other ones out. So I got some that you've given me that I haven't planted yet.
Yeah,
so.
Wonderful. I wonder if the turkeys will let them grow taller. Or will they eat the plant itself and not wait for the seeds?
You know,
have to let us know.
Yeah, I'll keep you up to date on that one.
There you go. We're going to be back with your gardening questions, 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680 if it's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
Call 800-989-1647. 800-989-1647. That's 800-989-1647.
I'm a father.
I'm an aunt. I'm a neighbor.
I'm a veteran.
But out here, on the water,
I'm operating the boat.
A boat operator.
I'm a safe operator.
The operator.
If you're behind the wheel of a boat, you only have one job. Keep everyone safe. Always scan the water and be aware of your surroundings. Learn more about boating safety at myfwc.com. Brought to you by the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM, 866-558-TERM.
Looking to spend more time with the people that matter most? Transit connects you to family. Whether it's taking the kids to school, visiting grandma, or planning a weekend outing, Florida's Bessem Rail Systems connect you to your loved ones without the hassle of traffic or parking. It's affordable, convenient, and the easy way to get together. Hop on and let us take you where you need to go. Because when you ride transit, you're connecting to what matters most. Florida's transit system makes it easy to connect with family. Visit transitconnectsflorida.com to find your ride.
Advertisement sponsored by Allied Injury Group, not available in all states.
This important message from Allied Injury Group reminds you that if you or someone you love was injured in an accident that wasn't your fault, you deserve financial compensation for your medical expenses, lost wages, pain, and suffering. Don't rely on insurance companies to look out for you. If you haven't spoken to an attorney, call our legal experts now. Work accident, truck accident, collision with an uninsured driver, or a slip and fall, Allied Injury Group has helped clients win hundreds of millions of dollars in damages. They're available 24/7 to take your call and fight for you. Remember, if you or someone you love suffered injuries in an accident that wasn't your fault, like being struck by a drunk driver, a collision with an 18-wheeler, were a victim of workplace negligence or more, get the financial compensation you deserve. Call Allied Injury Group for a free consultation now.
Call 800-496-1910. That's 800-496-1910. Again, 800-496-1910.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Are you waking up in the morning with a sore jaw, headaches, ringing in your ears, all because you're grinding and clenching your teeth at night? That's exactly what was going on with me. I ended up going to a dentist, and he wants to charge over $600 for a night guard. That's when I found the Brooks Night Guard. You mold it at home to the top or bottom teeth. Other mouth guards go all the way to the back, which allows the back teeth to touch. This is where most of the grinding and clenching occurs. The Brooks Night Guard redirects the bite force away from the back teeth, reducing jaw pain while still protecting the teeth. This unique design is what makes Brooks Night Guard different from all other traditional grind guards. Order your Brooks Night Guard today and get 10% off plus free shipping. Go to BrooksNightGuard.com and enter the code Brooks95. That's BRUX95.
Stop your grinding with Brooks Night Guard.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. So that everyone knows, I don't answer telephone calls during the Garden Radio Show. It's better to call the Garden Line 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. My private line. I don't answer phone calls on that. And so I do appreciate you though listening to the show. So let's Jean in Palm Bay. She has a great question. Good morning. I was given a lovely potted plant called calla lily. Could you please tell me where to plant it in the ground and how to save care for it? Would it grow well in a partially sunny location under an oak tree? Well, Jean, it does take shade, and it does not take sunlight, okay, especially here in Florida. That's just too intense. I would keep it in a lovely pot underneath your oak tree. Okay, and so because of one of the things, Palm Bay, it's not, calla lilies aren't salt tolerant. They're not really well. So I don't know how close you are to Palm Bay to the coast shoreline, but I would keep it in a pot, grow it in a beautiful pot in the shade underneath your oak tree. That's a perfect place for it, and it should do really well there. So thank you for the text message, and it should be lovely. What size pot did Lizzie use for her bell peppers? Lizzie?
It was at least a 30-gallon. It's like the nursery pots. I mean, I always called them like weeding pots. So if you go through your garden, it's a
just
big...
Just throw it in there, yeah.
Yeah, it's huge, round. Maybe 2 foot
yeah.
deep,
sure.
Maybe.
Yeah, three
but
peppers
at least,
would grow in there.
Yeah, so...
Easy.
Okay, yeah.
So,
was, good.
30-gallon.
Yeah,
you.
Yeah, at least 30-gallon. That's a good question.
Thank you so much. And then Pinky in Port Orange has a great question. Good morning. I have a poinsettia that's been in the ground for over a year. Unfortunately, it needs to be moved. It's only about a foot tall and still has beautiful red bracts. When is an opportune time to move this plant? I don't want to kill it. Well, the good news, Pinky, is that this is Florida and plants can be moved around. And they do often in my yard, and when I go and work in other landscapes, do installations, I move plants around. Now, here's the secret. The secret is how big is it you want to get the entire plant without disturbing a lot of the root ball. So if it's been in the ground a year, and you don't tell me how tall it is, but I'm going to assume it's about a foot to 2 feet tall. You want to go down and take out all the dirt so that you don't disturb the root ball, and then have the other hole wherever you're going to move it dug immediately so that you can just go from one hole to the other and put it in there, water it, It won't even know it's been moved. Okay? It should do just fine. Now, the bracts, you're going to start getting new growth with the warmer season. So this is a perfect time of the year to move it if it needs to be moved. And most plants can be moved this time of the year, especially if they're dormant. They don't have a lot of leaves flushing out just now. Palm trees, cycads, they can be moved any time of the year. Now's a good time. And what I would probably not do is plants that are blooming, like your hydrangeas, your camellias, your azaleas, your laura petalums, anything that's in full bloom right now, I would wait to move it till after it finishes blooming. And then you can go ahead and do it the same way. Just make sure that if it's a hard root ball, like a tree, then you want to root prune it first before you move it. And by root pruning it, I mean that you go ahead and you dig all the way around it. Just put that shovel straight in the ground and cut the outside roots, but leave it alone. And go ahead and water it really well for about a week and a half. Water it every day because it's going to go into a little mini shock because you cut those roots. Anytime you cut roots, you're going to go into a little mini shock. And so, but you're not going to cut it out completely. Then after 2 weeks, you have your whole dug wherever it's going to be transplanted to, and then you dig the bottom of the root ball up and take it and move it. So anything that's woody, that is a large woody ornamental, a woody tree, you want to root prune first before you move. So let's go to Jerry in Citrus County. Good morning, Jerry.
Good morning, Teresa. I got a question on the flame vine. How do you propagate that? It's right quite beautiful this time of year.
It is a gloriosa vine?
No, it's a flame vine. It's got orange flowers.
Yes.
It grows up trees.
Yes.
And even go, you know, and I'd like to propagate one for the other side of the garden.
Sure. So you want to go ahead and you want to cut about 8 inches to a foot long piece where it's blooming at the end. You can cut the cut one that's blooming on the end. All right. Then you want to strip the last 3 to 4 inches of the leaves off. Anything that's going to be underneath the ground, you go ahead and just kind of slide your fingers down it and pull them off.
Okay.
Jerry, you want to cut it diagonally right below a node. Okay, so you know the little bumps on the vine.
Yeah.
You want to cut it diagonally. You don't want to cut it straight across. Cut it diagonally. And then you take it and you plant it in the ground in a little pot. And I would probably start it off in a little pot of good potting soil. And just go ahead and water it well. You don't want to keep it drowned, but you just want to water it well. Make sure it stays moist. Keep it in the shade or in your patio area where it gets a lot of sunlight, but indirect sunlight. And then after about 6 weeks, it should have rooted, and then you can go ahead and plant it in the ground.
Oh, good. How long is, what diameter is the piece you cut?
It just depends on how old the plant is. So I don't know what you're cutting. No, it doesn't really matter. But you want to just cut directly below and keep it long enough so that you have 3 to 4 inches in the ground and you have 3 to 4, even 5 inches, 6 inches above the ground.
Good. Thank you, Teresa. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Give it a try and let me know how you do, Jerry. Thank you so much. Great call. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. I still have room on our garden tour. It's Art and Bloom Garden Tours to go to Newport. Newport is one of the nicest gardens in the United States. It's very palatial. It's where all of the rich socialites went during the summertime. It's a great way to start off your summertime. It's going to be June 19th through June 23rd. I just have a few spots left. And we're going to visit the 2025 Newport Flower Show. The theme this year is called a floral fair. And we're going to visit the Rosecliff Mansion. And inside Rosecliff, you're going to be transported back to the Gilded Age, honoring the legacy of Teresa Fair Ulrichs. She was the mansion's original owner. The interior of the mansions is just beautiful. We are going to be visiting them. And then also, We're going to be going to botanical gardens, private gardens, and then also Block Island, which is a wonderful natural conservation area. But the plants are so beautiful. This is right in Rhode Island, Newport, and we're on the coast. We're going to be taking boat rides. We're going to go to the Marble House Mansion. We're going to go to the Green Animals Topiary Garden, and then afternoon tea at Blythewald Manor, which is amazing. I have been there many times, and each time I go, I am awed by the beauty of these gardens. And there's an arboretum there. We're going to walk along the coast. It's just going to be wonderful. And then we even have a lighthouse cruise. So we're going to do all of that in 5 days, 4 nights. You can go on to my website, Art and Bloom Garden Tours, and you can look at the all the itinerary, and you can sign up and register there. We'd love to have you.
Yeah, exactly. You get your prices and everything there. So I'm excited for you to do this.
Oh, it's going to be wonderful. I love gardens. And, you know, as a landscape designer, you know, I love to go and see what other gardens look like, what the flowers look like. And then I come back to Florida, and I know what I want to do, and I have such inspiration for designing other gardens that look like they should be in other parts of the world, but they're all designed with Florida plants that can handle the heat, can handle the cold, and they look wonderful. I'm designing two North Carolina gardens right now, and I'm using fir trees and all kinds of deciduous trees, colors, seasonal color, and it's just going to look like I'm in North Carolina.
It makes me so jealous whenever you say fir trees.
I know. And they do well here. So 1-888-455-2967. If you have a gardening question or you just want to know what to grow, let me know and we'll help you decide on what to put into your landscape. 1-888-455-2967. Or you can text me 23680. And let me know your question. Give us your name and your city. That will help me give you the correct information. Our newsletter is coming out this week. So if you do not receive it, we'd love to have you join us. You can go to my website, she-consulting.com. Give us your email address, and I will hold it private till I go. Nobody will ever see your email address.
Right.
And I don't send spam. And I send you everything. So the newsletter has my favorite plant of the month, my design tips, and then landscaper malpractice, how to know when to fire your landscaper. I got a doozy this year or this month. It's just something. I had to get out in the road and just take pictures. And
stopping traffic.
I am. And so and then just talk a little bit about what to do in your yard each month. And so it's wonderful. So it's coming out in your backyard. You can Google it, In Your Backyard newsletter, Teresa Watkins. My website will come up. Or you can go to www.she-consulting.com. She-consulting.com. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
That sound is every driver's worst fear. How much will the repairs cost? Is it your engine, your transmission, or worse? A car breakdown could cost you thousands to repair, but not if you have CarShield. CarShield administrators pay your claims directly to the mechanic or dealer of your choice, saving you time and money. Call CarShield today before your next breakdown. Call 800-954-1023. That's 800-954-1023.
Do you have an invention idea but don't know what to do next? Call InventHelp today. We have representatives nationwide who will explain the InventHelp process step by step. Over 10,000 patents have been secured through InventHelp's patent referral services. The InventHelp data bank includes thousands of companies who have agreed to review new ideas. We've been helping inventors since 1984. Let's help you next. Get started today.
Call us for free information at 1-800-577-2648. That's 1-800-577-2648.
Now you can get generic Viagra shipped to your door for about $2 a pill. Get the same impact for less. Call Steel Man Pills now and get the same blue pill for about $2 a pill. Call now for the 50-pill special and save even more. Plus, get a free bonus.
800-621-4764. 800-621-4764. That's 800-621-4764.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 10 million people. Without destroying your credit, they can reduce your interest rates, lower your total payments up to 30 to 50% to get you out of debt fast. For a free consultation, call Consolidated Credit now. The program works. Call 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. 1-800-206-6755. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect the individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. By wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers right away. If you're testing your blood sugar four or more times per day, injecting insulin three or more times per day, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetic Health Hotline today and learn about the latest CGM technology. A CGM can immediately reduce pain. It's accurate, easy to use, and helps you make better diabetes treatment decisions. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Plus, get free shipping, and we'll bill your insurance company for you. Call now to receive your new continuous glucose monitor at little or no out-of-pocket cost.
Call 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086. Again, 800-906-9086. That's 800-906-9086.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it.
800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. 800-410-6385. That's 800-410-6385.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-340-5510. I'm here with spokesman John Wolfe. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-340-5510. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-340-5510.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. We have plenty of time for your gardening questions. Or you may know a person who doesn't know what they want to garden or how they want to design it. Give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. Let your friends and family know to listen in to Better Lawns and Gardens, especially if you think they're doing something wrong. And I will straighten them out.
Every time you say share this with your friends or have them listen, it's like I have a flashback to church when I was a kid. Please bring your friends.
Well, gardening can be a religious experience.
Yes. Thanks.
There you go. Let's go to Daryl. Good morning, Daryl. How can I help you?
I need help from those little four-footed creatures with those fuzzy tails.
Uh-oh, you're going nuts? Squirrels are driving you nuts?
Well, they're eating my plants in my earth boxes.
Okay, so what are they eating, actually?
Well, I had some broccoli, and they have taken out three full boxes, and I've tried to use some chili powder.
Yep.
And they're eating the leaves with the chili powder on it, and they started on last night. They went to a cabbage plant.
Oh my goodness. And so you're actually seeing the squirrels do the damage?
All that's left of my broccoli are stems.
Right, but are you sure it's squirrels do it? I mean, that's
well, when I walk out the door to go feed my chickens, the squirrels are still on my boxes because there's been no dogs in my backyard to keep the squirrels
oh,
out.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so since you've tried the chili pepper, squirrels do not like cayenne pepper and chili pepper. It just really, so how often are you applying the pepper?
I had just planted the plants and put the chili pepper on the plants.
And they still ate it?
Yep.
Do you know, Daryl, when I was a little baby, I sucked my thumb and my parents would put that horrible stuff on my thumb. And I realized,
I remember that stuff.
You remember that stuff? And I realized even at that young of an age that if you sucked it long enough, it would come all off. So,
yeah, I remember that.
It's the same thing with the squirrels. So even if you're putting it down, if it rains or it gets irrigation or water, you're going to have to reapply it. But there's also another product that's good for about 90 days, and it's called Messina's, literally, Squirrel Stopper. Okay, and it's less than $15. You can go to Messina's.com, and they have deer stopper, rabbit stopper, and these have been, they've been a lot of research. This company is a great company, and their products work, and it's called Squirrel Stopper. And so you can get that and see how that does for you. But the chili peppers and stuff may be effective too. Now, the other thing you can do is on your earth boxes, you might just want to get a little bit of chicken wire and create a little top for your earth beds.
Understand that. Okay. But my major question now, since I just have stems, will the stems regrow leaves?
Not on the broccoli. I don't think it's going to be too hot. Broccoli's a cool season vegetable. So, but I would start off with your warm season vegetables, your eggplants, your peppers, your tomatoes, summer squash, things like that. And I don't think the broccoli will come back, especially if they ate everything except the stem. These are going to be really healthy squirrels.
Yes, they are. The trees in my backyard and my front yard.
Now, the other thing
must have been planted in 1963 when my house was built.
Oh. And how close are they to your raised beds?
Let's say 10 or 15 feet.
Yeah, they're going to be frequent visitors. I would get, so literally, I would just make a little cover for them with the chicken wire so they can't get through. And it's something that you can just take off and put on.
Okay, super. I appreciate that.
Oh, you're
now,
welcome.
Messina stuff. Would you spell Messina so I get it
yes.
right?
M as in Mary, ESS as in Sam, IN as in Nancy, A as in Alice, Messinas.com.
Super. I appreciate that immensely.
You're welcome, hon. Let me know how you do in those naughty squirrels. Okay.
I'll post a lot of my earth boxes to your page.
That will be wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, it's just amazing. Squirrels are just, you know, they're like pigeons from New York, the squirrels in Florida. You either love them or hate them, you know?
You know, it's one of those things. I got no remedy. I mean, other than what you said, you know, our squirrels on our property are loving life because they come down, they feed on what the turkeys don't feed on, and
yeah.
Which is all their food. And
yeah, no, they're fat and happy. Yes. And so it's wonderful to do that. Now, I will tell you, I had a project. I'm going back now about 20 years ago in not Orange City, in Winter Garden and the Oakland Butterfly Garden. And we had a lot of volunteers helping. And these were people who had traffic tickets and all kinds of stuff that they needed to do hours. And so these men were all working, volunteering, and we were weeding and getting the garden prepped for spring. And I just walked, and underneath one of the trees on the property was this beautiful jalapeno pepper growing, with the jalapenos just hanging right off. Oh. I mean, it's beautiful red. And it was right underneath this branch of this tree, the holly tree. And so I collected the jalapenos, and I went over, and I said, guys, look at this, because I'm a teacher at heart, right?
Yeah.
I go, look at these jalapenos. A bird ate some squirrel preventative with the chili seeds and stuff like that. And it came, or not chili, but the pepper seeds. And it came over to this branch, and it pooped this seed, and it grew its own pepper plant. I said, oh, isn't that cool? I said, who wants some peppers? And they kind of looked at me very disgustingly and said, no, we don't want any peppers that have been pooped by a bird.
I was going to say, probably adding the word poop to anything before you're trying to sell a product is not good unless it's black cow.
But they weren't impressed. I was impressed that I knew where this pepper plant came from underneath this holly tree. It came from somebody who had pepper seeds in their bird feeder to keep the squirrels out.
Now, see, what's funny is I thought you were going to say, oh, well, no, we've been eating lunch there like the last few months, and we cleared out our peppers there. So that's where I thought the story was going. But you know what? You switched it up on us. They pooped it out.
And so, but it's funny, but the pepper seeds do work and keep squirrels away. You also want to keep the squirrels away from your bird feeders. It has to be at least 10 feet away. They can jump about 8 feet to 9 feet. Keep your bird feeders 10 feet away. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Flora's Talk and Entertainment Network.
When was the last time you had a truly awesome nursery experience? A nursery and garden center with a huge selection and friendly expert advice. We're talking about Quality Green Specialists in DeLand. At Quality Green, we have your favorite plants, fruit trees, flowers, vegetables, and herbs. Plus, with our 8011 fertilizer, organic azomite, and composted soil, your garden will look its very best. Great plants, sustainable products, friendly expert advice. 335 West Michigan Avenue, DeLand, and online at qualitygreenspecialist.com.
Looking for fun? Florida's transit connects to adventure. Whether it's a night out in the city, a concert, or a trip to the beach, Florida's transit network takes you straight to the action. Skip the hassle of parking and let transit be your ticket to fun. It's fast, affordable, and always on track. Next time you're heading out for a fun day or night, let transit get you there. With bus and rail options across the state, your next adventure is just a ride away. For easy access to fun all over Florida, visit transitconnectsflorida.com for schedules and routes.
Living with a body of water right outside your home sounds delightful. Until these boogers start showing up. Mosquitoes aren't just annoying. They can carry deadly diseases like Zika and West Nile virus. But with Summit Mosquito Dunks, you can have your pond without all the worry. Simply drop a Summit Mosquito Dunk into standing water and kill mosquito larvae for 30 days or longer. Mosquito dunks are harmless to people, pets, fish, and wildlife. So it's just that stop hanging around. Visit SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Fresh Florida greens. These leafy legends turn any dish into a feast of freshness. Wafer thin, they provide layers of vitamins and minerals and fiber. From salads to smoothies, they're the green machine that keeps us on the go, with a versatility that makes other vegetables green with envy. Spinach, kale, romaine, these crispy superheroes never wilt under pressure, unless the recipe calls for it. To see what Florida leafy greens can do for you, visit freshfromflorida.com.
Who did you let down today? Your wife? Your kids? Well, how about yourself? Take a look in the mirror. If you're tired of your drug and alcohol problem, you need to fix the problem, and right now, before you hurt or kill yourself, or worse yet, somebody else. Call the addiction specialist now at the Reset Addiction Treatment Helpline. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We'll find you the right treatment regardless of your financial situation. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through right now. Let us help you break your addiction to drug and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential and free. So take 5 minutes of your time and call us right now. We're here answering the phone. I promise it'll change your life.
Call 800-853-0975. That's 800-853-0975. 800-853-0975. Again, 800-853-0975.
Sometimes life is wonderful, and sometimes it's not. Cherish the good, but always be prepared for life's challenges. At Private Healthcare, we provide the peace of mind you deserve. With Private Healthcare, you'll get the coverage you want and healthcare you need. If your employer doesn't supply healthcare coverage and you don't qualify for Medicare or Medicaid, you need to give us a call right now. Private Healthcare is private health insurance for ages 65 and under with medical, dental, vision, and even prescription coverage. When life comes at you unexpectedly, you need to be ready, and health insurance is your financial safety net. If you're looking for health coverage at the best price and your annual household income is $35,000 or more, give us a call at 800-961-1527. That's 800-961-1527. 800-961-1527.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Come out and see me today at the Protegrity Plaza. It is the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club's Garden Fair today and tomorrow, 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. today, 10 a.m. till 4 p.m. tomorrow. Lots of flowers and plants and vendors, and then also lots of speakers out there. I will be there at 1 o'clock. I'll be discussing and showing you how to create a beautiful container garden. And you can come out and see me then. All right. Let's talk about what kind of edibles you can be planting. Arugula and boniato, and then also cauliflower, collards, eggplant, Chinese cabbages, then endive and gingers, kale and kohlrabi, lettuce and peppers, sweet chard, sugarcane, tomatillos, tomatoes, celery and mustard, pineapples you can plant, potatoes, spinach, sweet potatoes, and then your beans, your bush, pole, and lima beans, cantaloupe and carrots, and corn. Do you know we can plant in Florida, two seasons of corn and then also tomatoes. So right now we're planting tomatoes, and then again in August we'll be able to plant tomatoes. Right now we can be planting corn, and it will grow fast enough. We can harvest it during the summer and then replant again in August. So just remember that when we're doing it, you got two seasons of those in 1 year. Cucumbers and okra, onions, bunching onions, peas, English and Southern, radishes, squash, turnips, and watermelon. Okay, and those are wonderful plants, that vegetables that you can be planting right now. Also, too, we're still a little early for fertilizing our lawns right now. If you want to wait till the end of March, first part of April, you can go ahead and do that. We recommend that you use a separate herbicide for your weeds. You don't want to do a weed and feed, it's better when we do it separately. And then go ahead and use a fertilizer then at the end of March, first part of April. And then you will do it again in the end of September, first part of October. You want to use a slow-release fertilizer. And if you have plants being maintained by a landscape company, look at your contract. Talk to your company. Make sure that if they are fertilizing, that they are fertilizing your magnolias, your azaleas, your camellias, your gardenias, your hydrangeas, with an acidic fertilizer. Okay, just putting down a regular fertilizer for your turf and your acidic plants may not be as effective. Okay, so the acidity in the fertilizer for acidic plants is in a formula that the plants can absorb. Okay, because of the pH. It's in the proper pH, 4.5 to 5.5, your plants are going to do well, and they'll be able to absorb the fertilizer that's put down. If they're not in that 4.5 to 5.5 pH, then you definitely want to use an acidic fertilizer because, again, that formula is what the analysis is what the plants need. So you don't buy fertilizer, and this is the hard part. So what I'm trying to talk about fertilizing, understanding what each of the ingredients, the nutrients do, the macronutrients and the micronutrients, and how they're absorbed. The pH affects that. Should you even fertilize at all is a really important question. So if your landscape company asks them to do a soil test on your lawn, on your plants, in the soil, before they fertilize, so that they're putting down what your plants need. There may be enough nitrogen already in the ground that you don't need to use nitrogen. You may be missing manganese or boron or magnesium and sulfur. So those are the ingredients that need to be, nutrients that need to be applied. Every year, you should get a soil test. And if you're a landscaping company, get soil tests before you fertilize. You want to make sure that you're doing it correctly and we're not over-fertilizing. In the sandy soils, if you over-fertilize, one, your plants aren't going to do well. Okay, if you over-fertilize your turf, it's going to be more delicious to chinch bugs. Okay, the more you fertilize turf, the more chinch bug issues you will have. So you might not need to put it down. Get a soil test first. University of Florida at the Extension Office has a soil test kit that's available, and it's called Agritech. It is a great test, and it will tell you what you need to fertilize with, okay? And it's really fast. It only takes about 10 days to 2 weeks to get it back, and then you know, and that's going to save you money. You're not going to be over-fertilizing. You're not going to be attracting more pest issues, more disease issues. And so it's just all about doing the right thing and making sure that you are not overdoing anything, especially watering. Stick your finger in the ground. If the soil is cool, moist, or damp, down to your second knuckle, there's no reason to irrigate at all, okay? Make sure that you have a rain shutoff device on your irrigation system, okay? That's going to shut your system down when it's had enough rainfall, all right? Now, I've had professionals tell me those devices don't work. The technology doesn't work. Well, that's not true. The technology needs to be maintained. When was the last time you checked the little cork discs in your rain sensor shutoff device and to make sure that it hadn't eroded or isn't stuck, needs to be replaced? Those are equipment. And just like you keep your lawnmower blades sharp, you need to check your rain shutoff device at least twice a year to check to make sure it's at the right height. You want it set for 1.5 inches, okay? 1.5 inches. And then you also then want to make sure it's working correctly, all right? Landscape companies should offer this service. They should offer the services for the soil test. That's the proper way to take care of your lawn. 1-888-455-2967, or you can text 23680. We just have a few more minutes to go.
Yes, and it's funny because I didn't realize that there's an actual cork in your
rain shutoff device.
Yeah, I never really realized that till you told me this last year, and I'm like, wait, what? There is, but then that makes sense because. Look at like the older vehicle, the dashes on your vehicle. The sun ends up drying it up. Welcome to Florida. It will dry and damage everything no matter what it is. So, you might have to replace that. So,
yeah, exactly. So, you know, now if you have a weather station, that's even better because it will shut it off automatically. But it is a state law that you have some type of rain shutoff device on your automatic irrigation system, no matter when it was put in. This law has been in effect since 1981.
Wow.
And, yeah, 1881. There you go.
Well, and also, and just because there's some rain doesn't mean that's going to shut off automatically.
Right.
So it takes a minute.
Well, it takes a minute, but also you may not have gotten enough to shut it down. So, you know, across the street, they got an inch. But on your side of the property or your side of the street, you only got an eighth of an inch. So it's going to go off if you have it. Check the days that you are supposed to be allowed to water. Okay, because I went this week, and there were lots of irrigation systems going off on days they should not have been going off. Ooh. And they were going off at 1 and 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Bad time to irrigate. You're not allowed to.
Yeah.
Right?
So it's almost like a waste because it's just going to evaporate.
It's just going to evaporate. You're wasting the water. That is so true. So please remember to check out our sponsors, Black Cow, which is an excellent source of soil amendments for your garden. Then also Quality Green Specialists in DeLand, Peterson's Nursery in Lakeland. And we would love, if you'd love to advertise on our show, check us out and let us know. We would love to have, you know, good sponsors. We want to have really good people for the show that we recommend. And then also Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. We're going to be having Heather on soon. She is great. Their products are excellent. They have the organic mosquito bits and dunks. If you do not want mosquitoes, this is the product for you to use, which is Summit Responsible Solutions. Their page, just Google summitresponsiblesolutions.com, and it will come up. They have mosquito bits and mosquito dunks and Summit Green Armor insect repellent.
I love that stuff. I've sprayed the I have like some cloth around the my turkey pen area and run area, and believe it or not, it really has helped. So I don't know if they geared it for that, but I've used it and it actually really has helped.
And it's safe to use around turkeys, around pets, around children, humans. It does not affect. It only affects mosquito larvae. And so you definitely want to check that out. So we do appreciate them going. So I am going to be today, 1 o'clock, at the Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club. There you go. Sweetwater Oaks Garden Club's Garden Fair. It's a very, very, very nice fair. Great plants. Wait till you see the plants and the flowers. I'm going to be hard-pressed not to buy any. And come out and see me at 1 o'clock. If it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Hey, Bill, how's it going?
I'm fine, Bob. I just wish I were ready for mosquito season.
Well, that's why I bought Summit Mosquito Dunks.
Summit Mosquito Dunks?
Yep, they kill the mosquito larvae before they're old enough to bite.
How about that? Well, I guess I'm off to the store.
Help protect yourself and your family from diseases caused by mosquitoes with Summit Mosquito Dunks. Available at garden centers, hardware stores, and online at summitresponsiblesolutions.com. That's summitresponsiblesolutions.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. 800-513-1652. That's 800-513-1652.